Here, Bird Show.
All right, I think Star here has two agendas. First, I think she was listening to Nicole Forrester here over the last week.
You mean Delilah?
Delilah came on with us, and she was the stripper.
Not that Delilah, honey.
Delilah.
Polar opposite.
That's a sweet, clean cut, Delilah. Mm-hmm.
From Tattletales that alleges that she had a one-night stand with Josh Duhamel. Mm-hmm. And some people believed her story, others did not. So I think Star here, I think she's got two agendas. And the first is that she knows Nicole, and she's got a strong opinion about Nicole.
Okay.
And she also feels like Delilah / Nicole Forrester sort of disrespected the stripping industry.
Okay.
So she wants to defend that as well. Hey, Star.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
All right.
All right. So when you were listening to Nicole Forrester last week, what were you thinking as you heard her words?
Well, to be honest, it made me more and more angry the more I listened. You guys pretty much nailed it on the head. Like you said, I know one of you in there said you were staring her down. Yes,
Jen, giving her stink eye.
It was Jen. It was uncomfortable for all of us.
That would make her very nervous, and she would stomp out that quick if she was under that pressure. But the thing that really is bothering me is when she mentioned her children. Mm-hmm. She has some nerve to mention her children.
Okay.
Now, for those that didn't hear, Nicole has two kids. One, I think, is 13 and one is 10, and the children did not know that she stripped. And she was really upset that the story came out now, and this is the way the kids found out. Is that what was bothering you?
Well, what bothers me even more is the fact that I am a single mother of 13 years. I've been in the business. I worked for the phone companies during the day and in the clubs at night. Not all of us are like Nicole. We're not out to, you know, Nicole's been waiting for Josh to come along for 15 years, and if it wasn't Josh and it was someone else, it would have been the same thing.
How do you know this?
Because that's her character. I mean, straight off, like, I've worked with her for years. We've been in situations where I've gotten, you know, customers to give me a lot of money and say, hey, bring a girl. I'll bring Nicole. She'd be the first one to cut your throat. She will tell your customer, give me 800, give her two. The people in the business that know Nicole, I've known her for over 10 years. They know the same thing. They stay away from her. It's so bad that customers will call in to see if she is working before they will even come in, and they will be like, well, sorry, Star, you know, I'm going to have to come later if Nicole's there.
Really?
But even if what you're saying is true and you guys work together and she just really has this nasty reputation, and let's just say that she did target Josh as soon as he walked in there, and I think none of us believe this story that she didn't know who he was.
Right.
Let's say she did, right? Let's say she did.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't mean that it didn't happen.
And you know what? I actually was with a friend of mine that is acquaintance to Nicole. I don't talk to Nicole. I was in the car with that friend in October, and when she got a phone call stating that Nicole was dating Josh from another acquaintance in our little group, we had probably about 10 or 15 girls that have been in this business for like 15 years, and, you know, we kind of end up having to be around these girls. We don't have a choice because we're in that environment every night. You know, did Nicole, you know, meet Josh and... You know, as far as going to the point of sleeping with him, I wouldn't doubt it. But if Josh has any brains, he would have seen that this was a problem when he first met her, unless she hid it. She's very slick. She may have, like, been subdued around him and not shown him her true self, but just to get in the door. But before she even went to his hotel, I had already heard that she was dating Josh.
I see. Now, they didn't. That's not part of her story. It said it all happened within 24 hours.
No, it's not.
Exactly.
It was a period of time.
No, it never happened between 24.
It was weeks.
She met him, and then that's when I got, when me and my girlfriend were in the car, got the phone call, like, oh, you know, you won't believe this. Delilah is dating Josh, Fergie's husband. I'm like, oh, great, this poor man. The first thing I thought, I even said it out loud in front of my friend, does he even know what he's dealing with?
This is the first time publicly that's been said. You might have known something behind the scenes we didn't, but she never said that.
Yes, she did.
It was a couple of weeks? Yes. I don't remember that. I thought it happened really fast.
No, she didn't.
No, I said that.
She said on the air that he came into the club and got her phone number. They traded messages and texts and phone calls. And then I think it was 2 weeks later that he called her and told her to come to the St. Regis.
I don't recall that at all.
Yeah, she said that, and that's how it was reported in the Inquirer, too.
So in those two weeks, you say that you knew that there were text messages and flirting and quote-unquote dating going on?
I didn't know all the details. All I knew is in October, the end of October, I was with a girlfriend of mine, which is my best friend, knows Delilah very well also for many years. And she got the phone call stating that, oh, you won't believe it, Delilah's dating Josh Dumas. I'm like, oh, does this man even know what he's gotten himself into? This girl is known for calling husbands, you know, calling customers wives, you know, things of that nature. She's known for being dirty like that. And it's just sad that she's the first one out of all of the girls that I know that are good girls that raise their children. She's never even, I've never even seen her. I've seen her with her son once in 10 years.
So you feel like she threw she threw the parent card out there just to protect herself is what you feel?
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these headlines and they're making me sick. All-American mother. This other one headline says it says stripper that happens to be a mother. No, you're way off. mother that happens to be a stripper. No, you're way off. This is a stripper that happens to be a mother. I've only seen her children once, and I've been with my girlfriend once again. Like I told you, I don't deal with Nicole because the way she is, she's, you know, a party girl, and, you know, the good girls don't really hang too much with the party girls. We try to stay away from them because they're cutthroat, they're dirty, and they will stab you in the back quick.
You're not the only one to call up and say this morning. For whatever reason, this break is assassinate Nicole's character break.
About a couple years ago, I was with my same girlfriend, and we were in the car. We were going out, and she got a phone call stating that Nicole was arrested in the movie theater with her children.
For doing what?
Being completely drunk, and the manager of the theater, and like I said, I wasn't there and I didn't see it myself, but I sure heard the phone call come in like, oh, Delilah's in trouble. What happened? She's at the movie theater. She got arrested. The manager of the movie theater said that she was way intoxicated with her two children alone, and they came and arrested her. She's never had her children. She's never even had her children, and it angers me. 13 years I've been raising my son alone without a father and struggling through life, and I can't even go back in a club and make any money because of girls like these. I have quit for 2 years now. I saved my money and bought a club, and now I'm in a situation where I would love to be able to go back in and make money for my son that's 13, you know, that knows well aware of what I do, and I'm very proud of it. I've never done nothing. I've never sold my soul. And these girls that are selling their souls and ruining the business, there was a time 10 years ago when I used to go home with at least $1,500 a night easily.
Wow.
Now you're lucky if you get $200 or $300 because you're fighting girls. What we used to charge for private dances has gone down three times in the past, you know, like three times the amount. Now, I've been here, like I said, a long time. My godfather owned a lot of clubs in Atlanta, you know, so I've been in the industry many years. The real wives have nothing on us. The real housewives in Atlanta have nothing on us. We live the street life, and Nicole is the scum of Atlanta, and everyone in the dance community knows it. And it's just really sad that she has a nerve to bring up her kids.
Hey, Star, let me pause you for just 1 second, because here's Morgan. Hey, Morgan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you?
For a while.
Wow. Yeah, we're not done with Star yet. Go ahead, Morgan.
I was driving last week to meet a client, and I almost drove off the road. I got into the middle of the conversation that you were having, but I recognized the voice, and I thought, oh, my God. And then when I heard the end of the story, I actually called the show and left my number with you and never heard anything back. I danced at the Cheetah for 4 years, and I also worked with Delilah, and I totally agree with Star. I know Star as well. And we totally avoided her because this woman, first of all, does not care about her children at all. And any money that she does make, particularly anything she makes, goes straight up her nose from noon on. I just don't understand how she even, she has given any kind of exotic dancer such a bad name in the Atlanta area. I was involved with a gentleman, and he has more notoriety and more money than this other gentleman, but I never crossed that line, and I was not out to destroy his marriage. He was married. I never crossed that line. That's an unwritten rule in this business. You just don't do that.
Well, I'm assuming she felt like she thought that she hit the lottery.
She was looking for. She had nowhere else to go. She cannot get a job in any other club in Atlanta. I don't know what happened to her at her previous club, but that's why she's at Tattletales. And, of course, Tattletales, they're loving this because they're going to exploit her for as much business as they can get now because she's been all over the news.
Y'all are angry at her.
Man, you hate her.
I am embarrassed. I am so embarrassed for us, those of us that are good people, those of us that were taking care of our families, that I am in real estate. and I danced at night to take care of my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a bad person. And like Star said, there are those of us that never cross that line, that we woke up every morning and we could look in the mirror knowing that we didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you too a question. Because you talk about how she doesn't, you know, we focus on her kids. And
she did. She used the parent card up front. Her attorney
plain devil's advocate, let me ask, because she had said they didn't know what she did for a living. So let me just pose the question. Is the reason y'all didn't see her with her kids because she didn't expose her kids to the clubs?
No, she was too busy partying and screwing everybody in town.
Okay.
And like Star said, screwing everybody else out of money. Those of us that sit for $1,000 an hour and don't do anything, then you get somebody like Delilah that will screw anybody for God knows what amount of money. She thinks $20,000 is a lot of money. That is a drop in the bucket.
Star, you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I've made that in one night.
You made $20,000 in one night?
Yes.
One night?
You must be really good. Talented.
What did you do on that night?
I had a customer that had come in. He was intoxicated and was very sick, and he had a lot of money, and he just was like, look, I don't care, I just want to go somewhere private. You know, he handed me his credit card and he's like, just take care of me so that I, you know, I don't make a mess all over the place. And I took care of him for like 4.5 hours. I tipped my waitress good on top of whatever he tipped my waitress. And, you know, you can make good money. These people, when they feel like they can trust you, they will give you whatever you need to survive, you know, and succeed in life. It's just girls like this are destroying the industry. We can't even go in and make money anymore.
When you said that your client was sick, he was throwing up because he was so drunk?
Yeah.
And so he paid you that much money to just take care of him so he wouldn't be embarrassed in front of people?
He was very well known in the entertainment industry, and he didn't want to be seen like that.
Okay, you know, got it. That makes sense now.
I'd have paid $20,000 for somebody to protect me on Big Wicked.
But you know what? The assumption of the normal human being is to say, hey, something was going on.
Hey, Star, I hate to cut it short, but we got to take off here. So basically what you're saying here is be really careful about any words that are coming out of her mouth, because as far as you know, this is not a real credible source.
She's never going to be credible.
Do you think she slept with Josh DeMille?
I think if they did sleep together that night, Josh knew all about her as far as her drug habits and stuff, because it's very hard to hide. I mean, you can look at her and tell she's all messed up. But Josh should have been more careful. You're in that industry. Talk to the manager. Talk to a girl that you seems really cool that'll help you out. You know what I'm saying? And push you in the right direction. So stay away from people like Delilah. And these clubs need to stop hiring these girls. Get the good girls back. You know what I mean? Let's make some money.
All right, Star. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, she needed to say that.
Yeah. She's awesome.
She's been thinking about that for a long time.
She has said that to a lot of people close to her a lot. She has lost friends over that being inside her head.
That girl needed to be her.
It's The Burt Show.